The BBC presents My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the team.
Here's another My Music, with Frank Muir and David Franklin on one side, Dennis Norden and Ian Wallace on the other. I am in the middle, armed with at least some of the correct answers. I have 2 marks to offer, gentlemen, for this first round. 2 marks for just the title of the piece. We begin with David Franklin.
This is a day off for cat guts.
Yes.
Holiday for Strings.
Holiday for Strings. And that version really was, with no string players there. Yes, 2 marks there, Holiday for Strings. Dennis Norden's turn.
Something about what... To watch the girls go by.
Yes.
Something about watching the girls.
Watch the girls.
It's a very good lyric, actually, but I'm trying to remember what the title...
You don't know the first word of the title, then?
Oh, come on.
Watch the girls go... No, I don't.
No.
I've tested myself.
Well, should we make it 1.5? Music to watch girls by.
Oh.
So, 1.5. And Ian Wallace's turn. Ian, do you know the answer to this question?
Oh, I ought to. Yes, and I'm sure every single member of the audience knows it, too. It sounds...
No. You don't know.
Mantovani and his singing strings were doing it.
It's Frank Chaxfield's singing strings.
Frank,
you don't know the answer to the question, then?
No.
It's called Question and Answer.
Oh, yes.
It's the name of the piece. Demande et réponse. Question and Answer from Coleridge Taylor's Sweet Concert. That's no marks there, I'm afraid. Frank, your turn. Frank Miller. Yes.
And it was originally played by Monty Sunshine.
Yes, that's right.
Beautiful record. And this isn't Monty Sunshine because this is subtone.
That's
right. Tone was high.
I say.
And this is Mr. Ackerbilt.
Yes, that's right. Petite Fleur, 2 marks, tuned by Sidney Bechet. Here's where we test your musical knowledge. David, Benjamin Britten composed Let's Make an Opera. It was based originally on a poem. Which poem, please, and by whom?
Oh, you wouldn't like to know the poem on which he based Peter Grimes. You wouldn't like to know who wrote the libretto of The Rape of Lucretia.
I'd quite like to know, but it wouldn't win you any marks, I'm afraid. Let's make an opera. Now, think about it. What's it about? Could you cast your mind?
Oh, it's about a little boy.
What was his profession?
Who has to go climbing up chimneys. It's called The Little Sweep. Who wrote a poem called The Little Sweep? That's what you're getting at, isn't it?
Yeah, well, not quite. Called The Chimney Sweep or The Chimney Sweeper.
Yeah.
Chimney Sweeper. I can't really give you any marks, can I?
Yes, you can.
Why should I give you any marks?
Well, you were nice.
I know. Footy.
Well, 0.5 mark for saying that it's a little boy who sweeps chimneys. It's the poem The Chimney Sweep or The Chimney Sweeper by William Blake. Dennis, What is a circular cannon?
Have you ever seen a round billiard table? it's either that it could be a fat clergyman. musically, have you ever sung a circular canon?
Well, a canon is a musical form, not unlike a fugue. Oh. Where the same phrase is sort of heaped one on top of the other. And I suppose a circular one is one where you start off and you come round to the same place where you started.
The music
when you
goes
finish.
Round and around. Sort of, yeah.
Yes, a canon or round type song which doesn't come to an end but can be repeated ad infinitum infinitum. Ian, what exactly is a Highland fling? Exactly.
Oh, this is a Highland dance. A solo dance, as opposed to a lot of the other Highland, the reels and foursomes and strathspeys and so on, but a fling is a solo Highland dance.
Well now, I'm going to read you exactly what it says here in front of me. It says, a Scottish dance step, rather than the dance itself. The music is the strathspey, and the step is a kick backwards and forwards. Well, since you said it was a dance and wasn't a strathspey, and here it turns out to be a step to the strathspey, do you think I ought to give you any marks?
Yes.
Audience, how many marks out of two do you think?
One, all right. I think that's very fair. Thank you very much.
Frank, what is a bore?
And you ask that. In what sense? It's a thing that goes up the River Severn slightly higher than the rest of the River Severn.
I confess I was thinking musically.
Musically?
Mm. Instrumentally, I was thinking.
Instrumentally. Is it a mechanical thing rather than a notational?
Yes.
Is it as in gunnery?
Yes.
It's the it's a passage that your puff goes down when you play a... And or at least it's the size of the passage.
Yes.
Your puff goes down when you play a wind instrument.
Two marks. The bore is the inside width of the tubing of a brass instrument. It affects, in fact, the quality of the tone. A small bore, a trumpet one we'll hear about, or a wide bore, large bore. In this next round, I want to know who the performer is, or who the performers are. Two marks. David, your taste is for really serious vocal music, so this will be right up your street.
This is a very serious performer, but not in his normal role. Mm. It's Peter Ustinov.
Yes, Peter Ustinov, that's right. Singing mock Mozart with Anthony Hopkins, actually, at the harpsichord. Two marks for that name. Dennis, who's this?
Steve actually gave you the clue by he was bobbing up and down like this.
Yes.
It's Freddie and the Dream. Actually, this Tiptoes Through the Tulips, I always associate with Dick Henderson, who was the father of Dickie Henderson, who was a very stout man who used to wear a very small bowler hat. He used to sing a parody of it, which I remember one verse went, and then her father, Mr. Mason, from the window, poured a basin full of tiptoes.
Ian, yours is so easy when played at the proper speed that we thought we'd ask you to identify the singer when she's played at double speed. So here we go. Well,
I'd know that voice anywhere. It's me.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, Ian, we insist now on playing just those few bars at the proper speed, because it's really a lovely song, beautifully done. Here it is.
Is there for honest poverty that hangs his head and all that? The coward slave we pass him by, we dare be poor for all that. For all
I prefer well, the other way.
I knew they'd say that. Well, you certainly get your 2 marks. Now, we've got not just one singer, but rather a lot of singers. So, Frank, who are these?
The Metropolitan Police Choir. Or failing that, the Dagenham Girls Singers. Or failing that, the Luton Girls Choir.
Yes, I think we might stop there, because that's who it is. When I said, who are these, I thought you were going to say, these are the Bells of St. Mary's. But never mind. Luton Girls Choir is right for 2 marks. Here are some musicals from either stage or film, or both. For 3 marks, then, David Franklin, who composed Annie Get Your Gun, and can you please name 2 tunes from the score?
Irving Berlin.
For 1 mark. And
1 mark.
Name 2 songs.
There's no business like show business.
Mm-hmm. Anything I can do, you can do slower.
Yes. One rude.
Yes. Well, I'll buy those 2.
Thank you.
Dennis, who joined forces with Frank Lesser to write, and for which films, Small Fry and 2 Sleepy People?
Mahogi Carmichael.
Yes.
For both. Two Sleepy People came from that Bob Hope, Thanks for the Memory.
That's right. And rather difficult. Small Fry
came from a very early Bing Crosby film.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Rhythm on the River.
No. Carry on. It was an explanatory title.
Sing You Sinners.
Yes, Sing You Sinners. Good for you. There's your 3 marks. Very good. Ian, who composed the music for Call Me Madam? And can you please name 2 songs from the show?
Irving Berlin.
Again, yes, 1 mark. 2 songs.
And songs. There was one that went padam pum, padadam dum, padam pum, called
I Hear Music in the.
It wasn't called that.
No. I Hear Music, was it called?
No, that's another song entirely.
Just in Love.
You're Just in Love, yes, that's 1 mark. And another song from Madam.
It's a lovely day today.
Yes, there's another mark. Total 3. Good. Frank Muir, in Oliver, who originally played Fagin? What did he tell the hero to consider himself and what to pick?
The original hero, Lon Moody.
Yes, of course. Good, yes.
Consider yourself. Consider yourself. One of us.
1 mark for Lon Moody, 0.5 mark. Consider yourself at home, one of the family.
Sounds
and fun. What did he tell him to pick?
He got to pick a pocket or two.
Yes, that's another mark. 2.5 out of 3. Here's one of those rounds in which lyrics of songs are paraphrased by our compiler, the worthy Edward J. Mason. Your job is to identify the original song and for 2 marks answer a question about it. David, if you're out in a cloudburst and you extend your neck, what won't you be?
If I'm out in a cloudburst...
Yes.
And I won't extend my neck...
You do extend your neck.
I do extend my neck.
And you are not something. In fact, you'll never be something.
Strings, violins, violets, no. No, that's not it.
No. Frank doesn't know.
No. I wonder if anybody in the audience knows what the song's called. You'll Never Walk Alone is the title of the song. Yes, you'll never be alone. When you walk through the storm, hold your head up high, and so on. You'll never walk alone. No marks there. Dennis, when you and your girlfriend are juxtaposed to a musical accompaniment, you're in paradise, but you can't see her. Why not?
Dancing with tears in my eyes, because the girl in my arms is a chap. No.
Well, dancing is what we had in mind. I think you get 2 marks there. We had in mind that you're dancing cheek to cheek, which is, of course, also a condition in which you can't really see each other properly, isn't it? Ian, you enjoy a holiday, a bit of sand, a promenade, a band playing, a simple phrase. What do you like next to you?
A girl.
Lots of them. Yes, all right.
Of course. 2 marks.
Lots of girls beside. I would like to be beside the seaside, beside the sea. Frank, the little lad resembles hybrid tea, or perhaps one of the floribundi. Has he a name?
Fellow, fellow, everybody knows.
Has he a name?
Oh, no, what to call him. But he's my lacquer.
Yes. So he hasn't got a name because we don't know what to call him.
His name is Mighty Lacquer Rose. Yes.
Here's a round all about fish. Fish. And when I tell you that one of the songs we considered using was Body and Soul, then you'll know what to expect. David, what fish, please, is this? Don't tell him, audience, let him flounder.
Poor soul.
Yes, I've heard suggested this a nice piece of frozen Waldteufel.
Yes, that's right.
And I had two pen of the chips with it as well. It is, in fact, the skater's waltz.
So?
And the fish you're after must be the skate.
Skates for $2. Dennis, can you work out some seafood, please, from this?
Whale meat again.
That's right, yes. Ian Wallace, here's some fish food for you, $2.
Snappy catch.
Soft or hard?
Yes.
Yeah,
rose. Rose. Rose of England, yes. And final fish for Frank.
Your tiny finger is frozen. Maybe, but this is a summer place.
Yes, thank you very much. Yes. Well, there's $2, and we've got through our fish round. Just identify these pieces, please, in this round for $2. The name of the piece, David.
A workman?
Yes. Talented?
Oh, very talented, because he's the harmonious blacksmith.
Yes, that's right. $2, the harmonious blacksmith. In fact, Handel called it Air from his fifth harpsichord suite, but he never had an ear for a title, did he, Handel? Not like this. Dennis, can you identify this piece, please, for $2?
It's like the dream you dream tonight that fades from sight when starlight disappears.
Yeah, I don't think the words will ever tell you the title of it.
No, it comes from a Leslie Howard film.
Yes.
I can't... Intermezzo, it's called.
From.
Escape... No, it didn't escape me.
Go on, yes, no. You're doing all right.
Escape...
Escape all the S's from the audience.
Yes, yeah, Ian got it. Escape to Happiness.
Escape to Happiness, yes. The audience going...
Yes.
All right, then, $2. Title of this piece from Ian.
Mm-hmm.
Would this be by Edward German?
Yes.
And therefore it is a dance from... Yes. A suite of dances from, I would say, Merry England.
Yes, yes. It also occurs in the overture. 2 marks there. And finally, music to be identified by Frank Miller. Frank, can you
smashing, please?
Can you put a fuse to that?
I mean, the bells, and it's the Moscow 1812. Tchaikovsky's 1812 overture.
Yes, oh, 2 marks. In Twelfth Night, Act 2, Scene 3, the words occur, and I quote, "Your true love's coming that can sing both high and low." The bard was referring at this point to our team members, who get 3 marks for continuing the song when the playing stops, both high and low. David Franklin, some music for you to continue, please, vocally.
But how the hell can the old man tell that it isn't going to rain no more?
Oh, it ain't.
That's the low bit.
Yes.
The high bit. Want me to sing it higher?
Yes, let's have the high bit.
It ain't going to rain no more, no more. It ain't going to rain no more. But how in the world can the old man tell that it ain't going to rain no more?
Yes, 3 marks. The old folks tell, but certainly 3 marks. Dennis.
Let him go and wed another, and I hope it brings him joy.
Well, I can't sing it.
I'm going to marry a far nicer girl.
3 marks there. He can go and get another that I hope he will enjoy. 3 marks. Ian.
Pull at the stopper. But get me to the church on time. If you can find me,
words, please.
Whoop me out the door.
Good enough.
But I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are going to ring.
Chime.
Chime. And tap me. Get me to the church. For God's sake, get me to the church. Ding dong dong on ding dong dong time.
Good enough for 3 marks there. And Frank, you have to be rather quick about this one. Here we go.
Katie, I'm a beautiful Katie. You're the biggest girl I ever saw. I love when the moon lights over the mountain.
Oh, shed.
I was to see you at the kitchen door.
Yes, it's the cow shed the moon shines over, actually. Over the cow shed.
Really?
Yes. 3 marks there. So ends another My Music with a victory by a margin of 2.5 marks, this time for Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norton and Ian Wallace. Graham Daly was at the keyboard and the chairman was Steve Ray. Questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program was produced in London by Tony Schreier. (Laughter)